Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. So we had a machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef if the shear ben Hashmoshes is shloish revei mil or tlei tlosa, 2/3 of a mil. And the Gemara said enough kamina is my benayu Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph on the top ika benayu palga de danka. The difference between 2/3 and 3/4 is 1/12 of a mil. But Tosafot here bavarns that over here in the Gemara is mashma that the shear from shkiyas achama till laila is 3/4 of a mil. That's a Yehuda Shita. And a Yehuda Gufa in Psochim, Daf Tzadi Dalet holds that from Shkia until Tzeisik Chovim is Dalet mil. Now, if every mil is 18 minutes, so that's 72 minutes. That's where the Shia 72 comes from. So we see 72 minutes is as Mana Ben Hashmoshes. So Zok Teisvis, Ra'imir Ben Utam, this is the famous Shita Ben Utam, the Hosa Mayre Betchila Shkia, meaning over there, it's talking about the beginning of Shkia. From the beginning, there's two Shkias. There's the beginning of Shkia, which starts all the way to Lilo, is 72 minutes. Mashenk and Hocho, when it's talking about the 3/4 of a mil, which is the last 13.5 minutes, is talking about the Soif Shkia, Acha Shenichzo Chama Bo'ibi Al-Kia, meaning from the Soif Shkia until Lilo is Taka, the 13.5 minutes. That means the first 58 minutes is Yoim, according to Benitam. It's Yoim. And it only starts the last 13.5, the last 14 minutes, and that's the 72-minute mark from 58 to 72. That is Shitzur Ben Etam. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph passes in Ben Etam. However, the Bi'ur HaGro clearly argues in Ben Etam, and he says that the Shir Ben Hashmoshes is Shloish Rev Emil, like the Pashas HaGemara, which is 3/4 of a mil, which is 18 minutes or 13.5 minutes. It fluctuates, obviously, where you are. This is the Shurim of Eretz Yisrael. It's really an angle of declination, meaning how much the sun goes below the horizon, clapping the North Pole, the calculation, and that degree of declination of how much it goes below. So in every city, it fluctuates. So, but that degree, if it's 6 degrees or 5 degrees or 4 degrees, that degree of declination in Chutz La'aretz, what would be in Eretz Yisrael, 13.5, would be in Chutz La'aretz up to 22 minutes past Shkia. That is the Shitas HaGro, and the Bi'alocha brings this Gro, and he says that the person, of course, has to be Choshesh for it, and Ladina on the Erev Shabbos, we don't do Melocha from the first Shkia. And he brings the Shitas HaGo'inim that also hold like that, they're passing like that, and many other Shits we show him hold like that. Now, the other Nafkamina would be Legabed Din Tosefes Shabbos. If Tosefes is only Negei Yom Kippur, so it's the rice is only Yom Kippur. But a Din Tosefes Shabbos would be relevant from Plag HaMincha onward, according to the Goyin. It would be from before Shkia. According to the Ben Etam, the Din Tosefes could be from after Shkia. That would be in another Nafkamina Legabed Shitsa Ben Etam and the Shitsa Gro. Azog de Gemara Vaita, V'chilufa b'chalto, meaning that which we said that Rabbi Shita of Ben Hashmoshes is larger than Rav Yosef, 3/4 of a mil is larger than 2/3 of a mil. It's a larger time span. V'chilufa, it's the opposite when it comes to chalto. Chalto is a kaveres, meaning does it have a shame kli or not? Something that is a kli but it's too large to lift, and like we learn out from Makish kli eitz to a sack that's metalta mole v'reikon. So something that's large enough that if you lift it, it would break. So melet loses the shame kli today, even today before you lift it. So v'chilufa b'chalto, meaning that bastrei kura, if it's too kura, so then shogel it too late. You're allowed to lift, you're allowed to be metalta, it's not called muktzah, it's still the shame kli. Bashenkin bastloso, if it's three kura, then it's also little too late. Then it's too large, and then it loses the shame kli, it's muktzah. That's Rabbi Shita. Two is considered movable, it's a shame kli, and three, it loses the shame kli, it's too large. But Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef argues over there, and he says the opposite. Bastlosa kura, when it's three kur, meaning the larger shear, is still nami shogi, it still retains the shame kli, and bas arba kura osir, only when it's four kur, that's when it's osir, then it loses the shame kli. So we see v'chilufa, that Rav Yosef had a smaller shear when it came to Ben Hashmoshes, has a larger shear when it comes to kaveres, when it loses the shame kli. It's as Sholosh is still considered retains the shame kli, and only Arbanat. And Rabbi had said that the larger shear of Ben Hashmoshes, he says over here, a smaller shear, but Trei Kur is a shame kli, Tlosa Kur is not. Now, really, it means anything more than two is already loses the shame kli. The reason why he said three is Dr. Rajba is Lafuke Rav Yosef Shita that said three is Mutter. So he said three is Osa. But really, 2.1 is already Osa. And once Rabbi said three is asa. So Rav Yosef said 3 is muta and 4 is asa, but really a 3.1 is very asa going to Rav Yosef. The Gaon in Chiddush Agro says that even though it's muchlefes hashita, but be'etzem Rabbah is going in both shitas l'chumra, and Rav Yosef is going in both memras l'kula, because Rav Yosef is makel that it retains the same kli, so it's not muktzeh allowed to carry it even by a larger shear. So Uadin is makel that it's still considered yoim, and the shear ben hashmoshes is a smaller shear. It's still considered yoim because he has a smaller shear of 2/3 of a mil. That means the kahanim can still be toivel. It's still yoim, or other dinim that's relevant that it's still yoim. And Rabbi by both of them is being machmir, meaning that a smaller shear, it already loses the shame kli. He's being machmir by anything more than 2 kur, it's already not a shame kli. And Huadin, he's being machmir, that it's not day anymore because it starts earlier ben hashmoshes. It's 3/4 of a mil. So by both of them, he's going l'chumra. So Mele, even though it's muchlefes hashita in numbers, larger versus smaller, but in din, they be'etzim going both l'chumra and both l'kula. I asked Rabbi b'shas ma'isa, meaning what's halacha l'ma'isa? When is it the kaveris lose the shame kli? When is it mutal l'taltal or not? When is it become mukta? So he paskin b'shas ma'isa v'afilu bas trei kur lo shori. He wasn't matter even a two kur kaveris. Afilu bas trei kur lo shori. So even though before he said that Rabbi said that chalsa bas trei kur shori. Little too late. And Tlosses also, Bishas Maisa Rabbah only didn't even allow it 2 kur kaveris. So, come on, who's the Shita like? L'chara 2 kur, before we said, retains the shame kli. So, Gemara Kahai Tana, like the following Tana in Kalim, the Tanan. Kaveris Akash ve Kaveris Akanim, if you have this kaveris,
a basket,
that is the size, that is made out of kash, either it's made out of straw, or it's made out of hay, or kanim, or reeds, Ubar Sfina Alexandrius, we have a big kli that you transport into a ship that goes over an ocean. You need drinking water. Over the ocean, it's salt water. So you have this Borsfin Alexandrius, Af Bishlei Shlem Shulayim, even though it has a flat surface on the bottom. It's not a pointy bottom. If it's a pointy bottom, then it has to be lifted ultimately. So it's a flat surface. Now the Goyin takes out the word Af Bishlei Shlem Shulayim, because the opposite, Adarabah, it's because it has Shulayim. It's not even though it has shulayim. If it wouldn't have shulayim, if it would be pointy, then it would not be. Then it would for sure be considered a kli, even if it's machzik abayim so. Because even if it's very large, if it's pointy, it has to be lifted. It won't be able to stand flat. So it's because it has a shulayim. It has a flat surface. So that's why it might lose its shame kli when it's a certain size. But if it would be pointy and not have a shulayim, then it would be considered a kli, even if it would have abayim so. So the Mishnah says that the Borisvin Alexandrius that has a shulayim, has a flat surface, v'hein machzikim mem so belach, and if it would be a liquid inside this, it would be 40 so belach. 40 so belach is less than 2 kur. Shehein kurayim b'yovish. By sheinka, when you have a dry material inside this area, you'll be able to carry 2 kur, because when you have a dry versus liquid, it's a third more. A dry, you can heap over the top. Liquid cannot go over the top. So even though it's machzik mem so belach, by lach it's 40 so, which is less than 2 kur, by yoivish, it's considered kurayim. It can carry 2 kur, because it heaps over, so it's really 60 so. It's a third more. It's 60 so. So if it's such a large area, that's 40 saw belach, or 60 saw b'yoivish, because it heaps over, so it's tahar. It's not considered anymore a kli, because not metaltel molavireikon. And like Rashi says, it's tahar. The iske kli eitz asak, the metaltel molavireikon. V'zeh in a metaltel, he can't move it anymore. The godl yoysim idai, v'imetaltelu yishovah b'yadeyim. If you're going to lift it, it's going to crack, it's going to break. So Rashi's saying it loses the shame kli because it would break. Not stam because it's not liftable. It would break if you would lift it, so already today it doesn't have a shame kli. That's how it's tar, because it's not a shame kli anymore. Now the Gemara says, Agav dek omer abaye shma mino haigucho. This, the fact that something that is dry heaps over an additional area of 2 kur versus less than 2 kur, when it's lach, haigucho, this heaping over is tilsa. Is a third more, because by lach it's 40 so, by yovesh it's 2 kur, which is 60 so. So haigucha is tilsa have the gutcha, the amount that it heaps over when you have a dry material versus a liquid, is a third more. It's not 40 saw by lach, but it's rather 60 saw, which is 2 kor by yovesh. Every kor is 30 saw. So we asked, who does Rabbi hold like? Rabbi that Shas Maisi, Paskin, Dafila Bastre Kura, Loishorili, he said even 2 kor is considered muksa, and it's not metaltal. That's like this Tan in Kalim that says, Kurayim be yovesh, it's tahirim. That means it loses the shame kli, even if it's a kli shemach v'leheter. It loses the shame kli, it's not a shame kli anymore, you can't move it by 2 kur. So we see clearly that the shita of 2 kur is already ma'abed the shame kli, even though before he said, trei kur shori l'tatulei, tlosa is also. B'shas Maisi, he held like this Tana that says, even 2 kur be yovesh is tahirim, so 2 kur loses the shame kli. Abaye saw Rava, he was looking at the Meirav side. You're looking at the Meirav, it's the Iker Stoli in the Mizrach. As long as playing Mizrach is Madimin, so then that's the relevance to know like Abaye ben Hashmoshes. So he told him back, Misavet play Mizrach Mamish? It doesn't mean Mamish to play Mizrach. Loi ponim hamadimin is a Mizrach. You have to look at the side that causes the Mizrach to be Maidim. What causes the Mizrach to be Maidim? The Meirav side. So mainly he was looking at the Meirav because that's the cause of the Mizrach to still be Maidim or not. Now, the Rashba over here learns that what was he checking out? According to whom? It's really Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef, because what's considered Ben Hashmoshes? When you have Pnei Mizrach Madimin, so if it's still Maidim, is that considered Yoim? Or is that already considered Ben Hashmoshes? So the Rashba says that he was checking out, he was looking if it's Hedim, so then it's still considered Yoim according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, if it's Maidim, Mizrach, it's still considered Yoim, only when it's Hichsif, and it was Negev for Erev Shabbos. And according to Rabbi, he was checking if the Admimus is over, meaning it's Vade Laila or not. Or no, or maybe it's still Ben Hashmoshes. And an Afkamina would be, are you allowed to be Ma'arev Trumin? Or are you allowed to be Matmin? Like the Mishnah says, certain things are allowed to be Ben Hashmoshes. So it's not a raya specifically to Rabbi versus Rav Yosef. The question is what he was looking at. Meaning, was he looking at, according to Rav Yosef, that it's Maidim, so it's still Yoim? Or was he looking at, according to Rabbi, that it's, once it's mistimed at Mimas, so male it's considered that it's Vade Lailo. Or no, or it's Ben Hashmoshes, and enough communities could still be Matmin, or it could be making Erev. Rava saw Abaye, the opposite, Davi LeMizrach. He was looking at the Mizrach side. Omalei, so Misabet Pnei Mizrach Mamish. Why are you looking at the Mizrach? You don't have to look at the Mizrach Mamish. Ponim Hamadimin is a Mizrach. You're supposed to look at the side that's causing the Mizrach to be Maidim. Bisimonech Kafsa, just like a window. A window, the sun goes through it, and it has an effect on the other, and through the window, you can see the sun rays through the window. So there also, you have to look at the ponim that's madim in the mizrach, which is not the mizrach mamish, but rather look at the ma'ariv. So the two lishnas, meaning, what are you looking at? You're looking at the mokum that's causing the other side to be ma'idim, or you're looking at the mokum itself that is ma'idim. Zog the Gemara Reb Nechemya Oimer, what's the shir ben Hashmoshes? Kidei shehalach odom ishtishka acham chatzi mil. The amount of time that it takes to walk a chatzi mil, which is if a mil is 18 minutes, so a half a mil is 9 minutes. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Chanina, haroitze leida shiur shir Reb Nechemya. If you want to know the shir of Reb Nechemya, yenia chame beroish haKarmel, you have to look when the sun is above the Har haKarmel, and which the Har haKarmel is over the Sfas HaYam, v'yered v'yitvo b'yam, and you go inside the yam and your toivel, v'yal, and you come up, v'zeh shiur shal mechemya, and that's the shiur ben hashmosh shal mechemya, that's those 9 minutes, the time that it takes to go down and to come back up. Now there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn up this Gemara. The Rashba says that you're standing on top of the Har HaKarmel, and you're going below to be toivel, and you come back up, and that's the shiur of 9 minutes. Others learn that no, we're talking about you standing on Sfas HaYam and the Cham is Beroish Har HaKarmel, and you go back down and you come back up. So it's a much smaller amount of time, which is Be'etzem Shver. How could it be that it's 9 minutes just to go into the Yam? So this is the Cheshbon the Gemara makes of the Ben Hashmosh of Nechemya. The question is that Pashtas being Toivel is Meboid Yoim. Here we're saying that when you come up, it's Laila already. So Toys Bavon's that, and he says that when you Yala, only then it starts Ben Hashmoshes. Akoponim, this is the Shir of Nechemya. The question is, when the Chamed Bereish Har HaKarmel, are you up there yourself in the Har? Or Pshad is you're below by the Sfas HaYam and you come back up to the Sfas. And once the Gemara brings this din about Har Carmel, the Gemara says another din Gabi Har Carmel. So Gemara Omer Abchir Hagoyte Liros Be'er Shel Miriam. If you want to see the Be'er Shel Miriam, which was a Be'er that was traveling in the Midbar for 40 years, Yal El Roish Carmel, you go up onto Har Carmel, the Yitzben, you look below, the Yire Kamin Kivro, and you'll be able to spot a round boulder, a rock by Yam inside the water. V'zui Be'er Shel Miriam, and that is the Be'er Shel Miriam. That is the Be'er Shel Miriam. Now the Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi in Chukas brings this, says that it's not in the Yam HaKarmel, it's not in the Yam of below Har Carmel, but it's rather, it's in the Yam HaTveria. It's the Yam HaTveria, which is the Kinneret. That's where Be'er Shel Miriam is. And it's brought down that the Chaim Vital, when he came to learn about Arizal, first he drank from the Mayon in the Yam HaKinneret, the Mayon of Be'er Shel Miriam, to learn the Seudis HaTveria, which was Taka in the Tveria, which is in the Yam Tveria, which is the Kinneret. Zogt Gemara another memory legabe de Be'er Shel Miriam. Omer Rav, Mayna Metaltel. If you have a spring that's metaltel, usually a spring cannot be moved because a spring is a natural rock that is stationary. But Mayna Metaltel, if you want to have a mine that's metaltel, usually metaltel makes it that it's Mayim Sheuvin. You can have a Mayna Metaltel that's tor, meaning that you can be toivel in it, it's tor milikabel tuma, and it's considered a natural spring even though it's metaltel. What is that? How is that possible? It's not Shuvim, even though it's metaltel. V'zehu Be'er Shel Miriam. There's one exception. You can have a Mayan metaltel, and it's not called Shuvim. Be'er Shel Miriam. Because Be'er Shel Miriam traveled along, but it was a natural ness, a wondrous spring, that even though it was metaltel, it was still considered a natural spring, and the tar mil kabotuma, and you can toivel in it. Now we see over here that for Mayim to be considered tar, to be toivel in it, it doesn't have to be that it's mamish negeh bekarka, part of the karka. Even if it's metaltel, it could be tar. Just as long as it's not a shame kli, and since the Be'er Shel Miriam was not called a kli, so memela it's tar milikabatuma, and that's why it's not called shuvim. Meaning the yesoid of to be that is not considered shuvim doesn't mean that it can't be metaltel. It was metaltel, and it didn't have to be mechubel karka. As long as it's not shuvim, as long as it's not a shame kli, so then it's tar and it's not considered mayim shuvim. So then mechudish dika mayim ametaltel, it's still not considered a kli and it's not considered shuvim. That's Be'er Shel Miriam. Zogt Gemara Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Ben Hashmoshes the Rabbi Yehuda Kahanim Toivlim Boy, meaning Kahanim you know have to be toivlim boy yoim. They can only eat truma after Harav Shemesh. So the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, which is 3/4 of a mil, Kahanim could be toivel. That means it's time to be toivel, and afterwards, only after the Tvila, it's Harav Shemesh. So Gemara Laman, Ilay Mele Rabbi Yehuda, if there's Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yehuda, that is considered Yoim, you could be toivel in the Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chor it's a Sveiku. Ben Hashmosh is good for me in Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. So how could you be toivel in the Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda? It's good for a Sofik if it's Yoim. You have to be toivel in the Yoim. So Gemara Ella Ben Hashmosh is the Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabbi Yoisi can't toivel the boy. According to Rabbi Yoisi, that it's still Yoim Gomer, because according to him, Ben Hashmosh is Kerif Ayin, which means it's after Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmosh is according to Rabbi Yoisi is Yoim, and Kana could be Toivel, and Memela, that would be considered Tefillah B'Yoim. So the Gemara, Pshita, it's Poshet. Obviously it's Yoim. What's a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yoisi? According to Rabbi Yoisi, it's a fraction of a second Ben Hashmosh. So anything before that is considered Yoim. So it's obviously it could be Toivel then. So come on, Ma'ar Temi, you might think, Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yoisi, Meshach Shaykh Ben Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the fraction of a second overlaps in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmosh. So Rabbi Yehuda's 3/4 of a mil, that last fraction of a second is in the 3/4 of a mil. So Meila, you can't be Toivel in the Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda, because part of it is Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yoisi. Kamashlon that no. The Sholim Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yehuda, Vahoda Maska Ben Hashmosh to Rabbi Yoisi. Rabbi Yoisi's Ben Hashmosh is not the last fraction of a second of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmosh, but rather it starts after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmosh. So Mamela Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmosh, according to Rabbi Yoisi, is Yoim Vadai, so Kana can be Toivel then, and they still have time to be Toivel by Yoim, to be considered Harav Shemesh, to eat the Truma afterwards. Balailo. Zogt Gemara Omer Rabba Bachanom Rabbi Yechonon Haloch Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda that Ben Hashmoshes 3/4 of a mil already you can't do Malacha. Ben Hashmoshes is not terrifying. It's earlier. It's more Chomer. Haloch Rabbi Yosi Linyan Truma. When it comes to Truma, we're passing like Rabbi Yosi, which the Gemara is going to say means that you can eat Truma after the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, which is after the Erev Ayin, that's when it's Laila. So like, well, Bishlomo, Halakha B'Yudin in the Shabbos, and it's a Chumrah. The Chumrah is that you have to already stop doing Melacha from Bein HaShemoshes of Reb Yehuda. Aval in Yintruma Mahi, what does it mean in Yintruma? Ilay Melitvila, if it means that the Kanakri Toivel in the Bein HaShemoshes of Reb Yehuda, because Halakha's like Reb Yosi, so Ibazoi, Sveikuhu, L'chari, at the end of the day, according to Reb Yehuda, it's a sofek. So how could you say that you're allowed to be toivel in the Ben Hashmoshes of Reb Yehuda? You're saying a din that's a tart to the sasri. You're passing like Reb Yehuda in your Shabbos the Chumrah, and then you make a legabed din tefillah. So that can't be the din. So the Gemara, Elo, Tavlamed Helmet Beis, Lachilas Truma. The Le'achli Kanim Truma, Ad Sholem Ben Hashmoshes of Reb Yehuda. It's taka telling me another Chumrah. It's telling me a Chumrah that they cannot eat Truma until the Ben Hashmoshes of Reb Yehuda, which happens to be Harif Ayin, elapses, is over. And only then could they eat Truma, because they can only eat Truma when it's Laila. And Melami being Machmir, that L'chumra, L'gabi Achilas Truma, you have to wait for the Ben Hashmosh Rabbi Yosi to elapse. Not enough to Ben Hashmosh Rabbi Yehuda, but a fraction longer after that, which is the Chumra too. So Taka both Taka L'chumra, sided in of Erev Shabbos L'gabi Rabbi Yehuda, which we Taka Paskin and Reish Samach Aleph. We Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ben Hashmosh starts from Shkia, which is the Shloshe Revei Mil, and L'gabi Truma, L'gabi Lailo, you have to wait for the Ben Hashmosh be over of Rabbi Yosi, which is the fraction of a second after Rabbi Yehuda. We'll stop over here, the top of Lamed Hayomid Beis.